Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we'll delve into the rich tapestry of supplications, sacred melodies, and poetry that have guided believers for centuries. The Book of Psalm was traditionally divided into five books, containing a diverse range of spiritual expressions, including hymns of praise, laments, wisdom literature, and psalms of thanksgiving. Here we'll be going over the compilation of writings found in the first book of Psalm. While a large portion of the Psalms that constitute its five books came from diverse writers, according to both the Jewish and Christian traditions, King David would be considered a major contributor to the first book of Psalm. Now that we've covered some basic facts, we'll move on by opening our Bibles together to the book of Psalm on chapter 26. Today we'll read the full chapter in the New Living Translation, but feel free to follow along with the version of the Bible you prefer. Now, let's begin in verse 1. Declare me innocent, O Lord, for I have acted with integrity. I have trusted in the Lord without wavering. Put me on trial, Lord, and cross-examine me. Test my motives and my heart. For I am always aware of your unfailing love, and I have lived according to your truth. I do not spend time with liars or go along with hypocrites. I hate the gatherings of those who do evil, and I refuse to join in with the wicked. I wash my hands to declare my innocence. I come to your altar, O Lord, singing a song of thanksgiving and telling of all your wonders. I love your sanctuary, Lord, the place where your glorious presence dwells. Don't let me suffer the fate of sinners. Don't condemn me along with murderers. Their hands are dirty with evil schemes, and they constantly take bribes. But I am not like that. I live with integrity. So redeem me and show me mercy. Now I stand on solid ground, and I will publicly praise the Lord. Once again, that was the 26th chapter of the Book of Psalm, which was read from the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the verses that we just went over a little more in depth, choices and character matter. We know this anytime our friends, family, or leaders let us down. In this psalm, David is declaring his character to the Lord. He is not arrogant or perfect, but he has chosen to live with integrity. David chose to separate himself from those who are liars and hypocrites. His words are full of God's truth, and he is even asking God to examine his heart and motives. That is more than honesty, that is an inner strength of character. People today believe they can be friends with immoral people and not be influenced at all. The Bible clearly says otherwise. Quote, bad company corrupts good character, end quote, which is referenced in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 33, and, quote, walk with the wise and become wise. Associate with fools and get in trouble, end quote, which is found in the book of Proverbs chapter 13 verse 20. This doesn't mean that we can't have any non-Christian friends, but that our closest friends, those who influence us the most, need to be people of strong faith. It's hard to follow Jesus when those who most influence you are walking a different direction. And now here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and some ideas to ponder during the rest of your day. Why does the character of those who are closest to you matter so much? What areas of your character is the Lord working to refine? Before ending this episode, our devotional team would like you to know that we're so grateful that you joined us. We hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there, as much as it was a blessing for us to share it with all of you. If you would like to continue with us for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections within our devotional series of the Sacred Biblical Writings, then follow to get updates for new weekly devotionals. You can find us on these platforms: Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and our website, which is covenantgrove.org/devotionals. And as well, new episodes are uploaded every Monday through Friday. And in conclusion, as you go on with the rest of your day, may you be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.